Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
do you want to side-by-side them? I mean,
I have four different versions of a Cosell laugh.
I love laugh.
We can rank them. We can rank the Cosell laughs. Because right now, for me, the top seed is just the three count.
Ah, ha, ha. Let's hear it. Oh, that's a two pop. Oh,
that's pretty good.
He's got, yeah, that's got the inhale. All right.
That's
the three pop.
Ah, ha, ha.
I'll take that. Because that's like a five pop and then an inhale and a little bit like a trailer.
Sure.
I like the last one.
Can you guess which one was today?
Oh, I know. The three count was today for sure. That was today.
You're right.
And then the first one you played is also today, which is it's like a four count with a and then a three count.
Well, that was not today.
That was now. And that was not the first. The first one he played was a two pop. He just played a two pop. Ha ha.
That might
honk honk. It sounds like somebody squeezed the clown's nose. Ha ha.
You'd be wrong.
Yeah, well,
I feel like you on a Friday, I may not make it. Ha ha.
It is. You ever squeeze a clown's nose?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Right.
Yeah. Honk honk.
It's almost like a duck with a piece of bread stuck in its throat at the local lake. Totally.
By the way, is that out of style now? My grandpa, that used to be his thing. We would go, they lived on 42nd, very, very close, couple blocks to the park. And that's when
the city?
Yeah.
And oh, my God, I used to go to that park all the time.
Yeah,
little lake.
When we came over, that was the thing. We would beg him, take us to feed the ducks. And grandma, before our arrival, would have already separated some of the bread that was going stale in her kitchen.
Will you help me with my bread?
Exactly. And she would tear it into pieces and put it into a bag. And then we would take it over to the park and we would feed the ducks. Now we were, you know, 4 or 6 years old.
Mid-80s.
So therefore, we are not responsible for the fact that that is wildly unhealthy for the ducks.
Correct.
So is that is that out of style?
It's not only out of style, but it is frowned upon and you can get in real trouble.
It's illegal?
We took our then 2-year-old to a place called Larkey Park in Walnut Creek. Wonderful park. Beautiful lake.
Wait, how did
it's
Mila?
It's called Larkey Park.
But how did Mila say it when she was 2?
I go to Yarkey Park. I want to go to Yarkey Park.
Yeah, I had a feeling it was Yarkey Park.
I like it. So we went to Yarkey Park, and my wife breaks out the bread. And, you know, we're flipping bread to the ducks. And, you know, you go from 2 to 5 to 10 to 13. And all of a sudden I look over to the left, and it says, in all caps, do not.
Do not.
Do not.
Do not do
feed the ducks. And so I said, Mila, I don't think they yike it.
Yeah, we probably should stop.
Right.
Yeah.
Drop, open up shop is what, you know.
But you didn't get in trouble.
No, but it is frowned upon.
It's frowned upon.
Because
yeah.
these
yeah.
ducks who are already domesticated, and you know what that is,
oh,
right?
For crying out loud.
It's what a, kind of a day are we having
it's
here?
It's a domestic. Yeah, thank you.
It's a domestication sensation.
It is.
So
it is.
You're not going to feed the ducks. What are they going to do? They're not going to go out there and like do what normal duck things do because they live at Yarkey Park.
Right.
They've already been raised to like swim up to humans.
That's Ooh. Why they're at Yarkey Park.
Is that a bean burrito?
Right.
I'll take some. Is that a hoagie?
Oh,
whatever.
Gosh.
Anyway.
I can't believe you just said hoagie. I'm going to try to make Philly cheesesteaks tonight for the first time in my life. I've never made them before, but it's a special request from the kids.
I don't know what's in a hoagie, but it just sounds fun.
Yeah.
Like a sloppy Joe? That sounds fun.
I had a friend at San Mateo High School. His name was Jeremy Hogue, and he got called Hoagie.
That's going to ruin everybody's dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
We had a couple of twins that were the Hogue brothers at Casa Grande back in the day.
Oh.
Can't remember that. Mike was one of them. I can't remember his twin brother's name. I'll look it up.
You got to text him and ask him if they know Jeremy. Maybe he's a distant cousin.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But the Hoagie and the Sloppy Joe, and I mentioned Sloppy Joe because Joe Feliciano yesterday stopped himself after two Sloppy Joes.
He did.
He wanted a third, but he's trying to stay in shape.
His name's John, but that's okay.
Did I say Joe?
You did. We got a lot of them
did
on
I
this.
Say, I said
we,
Sloppy John.
Said Joe.
We got a lot of Joes
right.
on the station. I
but
get
I went
it.
From Sloppy Joe to Joe Feliciano. It's allowable.
It's fine. Whatever.
Jose Feliciano is actually a person.
Yes, he is. All right. This Sunday, the tailgate destination.
For crying out.
Don't do it.
I won't. Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. All right. The pregame show is at 10 with Lo Neal and Evan Giddings, okay? Games in the parking lot. Not the Niner game. We've got other games, like things to do. Have some fun. Food, drinks. We know that at Laughing Monk. It's fantastic. This is your place to watch all the early games. And then if you're going to the game, come on by before you go to the stadium and join for the pregame party. And you can take the shuttle back and forth for just $25. In fact, you can sign up for that at 957thegame.com. Click on the kickoff show link and get your spot on the shuttle now. For those of you who have never been, Laughing Monk Brewing is at 1235 Oakmead Parkway. It's right near the stadium, and that's where we'll be. And so we will see you there.
Right. And if you're going to the game, there's no better thing to do than to go to Laughing Monk Brewing and park there, which I believe it's free because it's not the red lot, green lot, blue yacht, yellow yacht, and you get on the shuttle.
Right.
And there are 9 games. It's a nano box on Sunday.
And the shuttle's not free. I want to make sure everybody heard you right. The shuttle's not free.
Fine.
But the parking spot, you're fine.
Right.
And so, yes, you all know this. If you've been to a Niner game before, go early. For God's sakes, go early because it gets really, really difficult to navigate if you do it right around game
9
time.
Games in the 10 o'clock window.
Strong.
It's a nano box, and just scanning the slate.
Yep.
You've got Rams at Eagles, a battle of 2-0 teams.
That's a hell of a game.
That's a great game. You've got, I think that's the only one in the early window, as I do my Scott Hansen in the early window. That's the only one among unbeatens on Sunday.
Oh, that's the only 2-0 versus 2-0?
Yep. The only other 2-0 versus 2-0 is the game that we will be all yacked in on, which is Niners-Cardinals.
Niners-Cardinals.
Yeah. Chargers or Broncos, that's not a battle of 2-0s. And Bucks and Jets, that actually is an interesting one because, you know, the Jets on the road getting 6 and a hook against a Tampa team that's been Houdini. They're a Houdini 2-0.
Well, and they've got some injuries now, too. There was the thought that Baker Mayfield was going to be limited in practice, but I read he went ahead and practiced in full. But their young, really good-looking wide receiver, Emeka Ibuka, did not practice
today. Oh, no, he
did
came
not
up
practice.
Hurt.
Yeah, he was getting worked on there at the end of the game. He finished, but he was getting a little worked on, so we'll see. Yeah, how many 2-0s are left? You got the Bills tomorrow night.
Yep.
You got the Bengals, which feels like a fake 2-0.
Packers at the Browns
right?
in the early window.
There's just one 2-0 in each AFC division, the Colts and Chargers being the others.
Colts at Tennessee.
Okay.
Bengals at Vikings. Rams and Eagles, a battle of 2-0s. The Bucks and Jets, as mentioned. And then you've got the Chargers hosting Denver. That's an interesting one. Only a 2.5-point spread.
Yeah, no, that's going to be a tough matchup. That's two good defenses right there.
And then you've got Niners and Cards, and then you've got, and that's it. End of 2-0s.
Every division in football has one 2-0 team except for the NFC West. They have three. Three. And the only reason they don't have four is because they played each other at one point, Seahawks and 49ers.
Right.
So there you go. That's seven. That's 10 2-0 teams left in the league, and three of them are in the NFC West, and two of them will battle each other this week at Levi's Stadium. So anyway, there's that. 888-957-9570. We want to get a little bit further into Kyle Shanahan, the comments made yesterday by Matt Barrows, the Brock Purdy situation. He did practice today, but in a limited form. He was the QB3. He did not look like he was limping. This is according to those who were there. I think it's unlikely that he plays, but it's a maybe. And I'm not really hesitant to put him back out there if the doctors are cool with it. I don't know if the doctors are cool with it. The fact that they practiced him the way that they did this week says to me that they're at least, they're setting the expectation that he won't play. But the fact that they're already comfortable putting him out there on the practice field at minimum says that this is going well. This is going ahead or right at the front of the schedule that they set for his return.
For sure. So, I mean, the front would be 2 weeks. Right. They 2-5 was the report, and it's been one. So at the front of it would be 2 weeks, which would tell me that he wouldn't play. And you'd be having him ready for Jacksonville the week after. And the thing about having him ready for Jacksonville the week after is that they play the Rams 4 days later. So it doesn't mean that you can't play him now and in a week and 4 days after that. I just wonder if in the back of their mind, the fact that Mac looked good and they won and you're 2-0, if that doesn't play into it. And I know that, you know, Shanahan always wants to play the guy who is going to give him the best chance to win, which is Brock Purdy. I'm going to give you that. I don't need to give you that. It's a fact. But even in a small sample, Mac Jones was good enough to win a game on the road. And now you've got Arizona. And, you know, if you've got Brock Purdy, who is, if Brock's 100%, he plays. If he's 90%, he plays. If he's 80%, if he's 70%, there's a point where, I mean, that's the thing. And I'm not the one to make the call, but I do think there's a point as you go down that scale. Like if Brock is 50-50, okay, no.
Yeah, no.
If he's 60-40?
I don't know how you do the percentage thing, though. I get what you're saying, but I don't know if they do that. I don't know. You know, sometimes, you ever do that? Like, you're making me think of, it's so funny. You know, the business that the lovely Christie opened, the EMS. And so
I'm going to head in there, too.
You should. The electromuscular therapy. It works. It's really, really great. But the point is she'll ask you throughout sometimes, where are you at with regard to your intensity of the therapy, right? Like, are you, is it a 7? Is it an 8? Is it a 9? And I'm like, I'm 7. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know. What's my frame of reference? Are you asking me if I'm in pain? No. Like, it doesn't hurt. Are you asking me if it's too much? It's not too much. No one's ever going to admit that. Like, same time, what percentage are you at, Brock? I don't know. You know, 65, 70. Here's how I'd say it. And again, I'm only guessing too. I'm not a doctor. But I think they need to look at it simply as, are you being irresponsible or are you not? Are you endangering the rest of the season by doing what you're doing? If the answer is even maybe, then I'm keeping Brock Purdy on the sideline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But if a doctor says, no, like we're good to go here. This is simply a matter of a pain threshold. And Brock's like, I'm moving around pretty good. Then I have no issue playing him at all. None. Because I actually think it's a figment of our imagination to say, if you save him for another week, that ensures that he's going to, or at least gives you, you know, the feeling that, yeah, that's saving him for the rest of the season. I don't know that there's any likelihood change in injury by waiting another week.
Well, that's a doctor question.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, if you've got a turf toe or if it's a variant of a turf toe, whatever it is, the turf toe is by the very nature a sprain. So can a sprain be better with a week less of full football activity? Absolutely. So if Brock Purdy is at 70%, then if you have him wait another week and he can get to 90%, well, then that for me makes perfect sense. But if he's at 80% and if you wait one more week, he can get to 90%, well, then the gain is not as much worth the wait as it would be if he was further down the scale. But the other part of it is if you're at 70% or 80% and you know you're not fully ready, totally 100% ready, and something happens to the toe again, not that you're going to go full Joe Burrow 3 months,
right,
but you might get into a spot where it re-sprains and now you're looking at a real 4 to 6.
Yeah, that's the question that I would want answered, which you know we don't get, but that the question I'd want answered is how much of a risk are you taking in terms of furthering this injury by going out there? You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Big game tonight, and Pods will join us in an hour. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Yeah, I just want to know, are you putting your current injury in further danger by playing? If not, I'm playing you, and I'd like to add something else to this conversation as to why. I think people are making a mistake when they do one of two things. A, well, it's only week three. Or B, well, it's the Cardinals. You can beat the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's not me.
I know that's not you.
Yep.
But I hear that, and I want you to know that everybody who I've ever spoken to who plays or works in the NFL keeps trumpeting the same thing to me through all the years. The most underplayed thing by fans in the NFL is the importance of division games. That is how teams view their schedule. They do not do what we do. Ooh, sexy matchup, right? It's the Niners and Packers on a Sunday night. That is way less important, in fact, than when the Niners play the Cardinals on a whatever Sunday at 1 o'clock. The division game is worth more, period. It just is. You saw it last year. Why are the Niners playing a fourth-place schedule? Because they couldn't win a freaking division game. And they ended up in fourth place and had an embarrassing season. So I want that to be remembered going into this week. This is not just another game. I know it's early, and I know they've already stacked two. But in a way, you're given one back if you lose this one this weekend because this is a home game and a division game. And so that is a big, big deal. I'm not in by any stretch telling you that that means Mac can't win the game. I think that he can. Certainly has the opportunity to. He's allowed to. But I also am firmly of the belief that Mac Jones gives you less of a chance of winning any football game when compared to Brock Purdy, especially if he's able to function at his full level. And so that's why if doctors clear him, I'd say go. This is a huge game this week. This is a division game.
Always. Division games are always big. And I'm just looking at last year, and I wonder how many teams won their division but did not have at least the tied for or best record in their division.
Ooh, okay, let me make sure I get your question.
So
last year, you're
eight
saying?
Eight division winners. How many of those eight division winners did not have the best or the tied for best division record in their division?
My bet would be zero.
And you are a winner.
Yeah.
Buffalo, 5-1. Ravens, 4-2. Houston, 5-1. Kansas City, 5-1. Eagles, 5-1. Lions, 6-0.
There you go.
The Bucs and Falcons were both 4-2. And
the Rams and Seahawks.
The Bucs had a two-game lead on Atlanta, so it didn't matter.
Yep.
The Rams and Seahawks, both 4-2.
Yep.
And the Rams won the tiebreaker. So every single division winner had the best record or tied for the best division record.
Well, and what tiebreaker ended up deciding Rams and Seahawks? Did they win both games against Seattle?
I would guess they did. They both were 4-2 in the division.
Well, then they couldn't have because Seattle lost to the Niners once last year. That was the Niners' only division win, right?
Right.
Right. So
that sounds right.
Right. So if Seattle's 4-2, they couldn't have lost twice to the Rams. So where did that tiebreaker get to? God, they had the same. They had head-to-head. The division record is the same. Where did it go next? Did it go to conference record or something?
Probably, or actually,
common opponents,
I think, is in the NFL. And I'm all yocked in on the MLB tiebreaker, which with the Giants win today, I guess we still have to give a crap about.
Extra innings, the Giants win 5-1 today, by the way.
Yep. But, in the NFL, I do think it goes to common opponents first.
Okay.
It goes to head-to-head, and then I think it's common opponents, then division record. But
I think that might be flipped, but I could be wrong. Yeah. That's why I asked, because I remember both teams finished 10-7, and the Rams were crowned the division winner.
The point is your original point is
you've
the
got
point.
To win your division game. So please don't flick this game this weekend. Don't do it.
It's common games. Head-to-head, and then it's games played in the division.
Okay, so division record is
then
second.
Then it's common games.
Okay.
Then you go to conference, then strength of victory, which is when you get into like the real deep in the weeds of, strength of victory and how you did against the opponents that you both played.
I don't know how it all played out, but that sounds like they went to common opponents, and what might have ended up doing the Seahawks in is that they lost to the Niners and the Rams didn't.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Crazy.
Common opponents.
Especially when you consider the way the Rams won the game in L.A. against the Niners, which was that unbelievable series of ridiculous mistakes that led to the Rams winning that game that they had no business winning.
That's right.
Yeah.
But to your point about divisional games, even at that, they both went 10-7, and the Niners had a bit of an uneven year, and the Rams and Seattle both went 4-2. And this year, you could easily see all the West teams going 3-3 against each other.
Sure.
And that's where, the Niners have that leg up. You got Seattle, you got them on the road. So if you lose to Arizona at home, that's a little bit of a give back.
You giving it back.
Yep.
And I don't want to give it back. So, again, can Mac Jones win the game? He's already won one game. Sure, he could win the game. But, yes, I am firmly of the belief that Brock Purdy gives you a better chance to win football games than Mac Jones does. And so, yeah, those are my two questions. First of all, are you performing as your normal self? Because your percentage thing is kind of interesting. When you go, okay, are you 100%? Well, are you 90%? But is 90% of a player, is your performance largely the same? Is 80%, is your performance?
Sure.
That's what I want to know. Is your performance dipping, and are you putting yourself in danger of making it worse?
That's the second piece for me is the bigger one.
But if you can answer both of those questions, and even if it hurts a little bit and he's not 100%, I would play him because that's how you do it. That's how you do it. Are you ready to play? Let's play, because I don't think NFL franchises look at games and go, oh, we're good. We're 2-0. It's cool if we're 2-1. I just don't, especially a division game, I don't think they look at it that way.
You're right, but you also have to look at it a little bit more global, where you've got 3 games in 18 days. You've got a Sunday, and a Thursday. Yep. And it's not to say that Brock can't play all 3. It's not that Matt can't play all 3, but you do have 3 and 18.
Very close to home, by the way. Two home and a trip to L.A.
I'm not so worried about the travel with Brock Purdy's toe as I am worried about Brock Purdy's toe.
Sure.
And if you can give him another week to get that thing closer to 100, well, now he's just got 2 games in like 5 days, right? He doesn't have to worry about the first one. You play Sunday, you play Thursday, and if you make it out of that, then now you've got 10 more days till you have to play again. So the math of it, the rest of it, I do think that if you get to week 3, even though it's divisional and you know you're favored by 1.5 over Arizona, I do think in this moment you are a little bit more cautious than you would be in week 16.
Maybe. But, you know, look, even by virtue of the fact that they let him practice some today and said the words, he's got a chance. Like, I think, and we could talk a little bit more about Kyle Shanahan coming up, and the Giants too, by the way. But if you notice what Kyle does, boy, is he hesitant to raise expectations on a player's injury. That's why he let the whole world lose their mind about Christian McCaffrey, when I think in the back of their minds, they're like, well, yeah, he's fine. He's fine. In fact, you can go to his locker and talk to him, right? But questionable concern. He's not going to tell you. So the fact that he immediately comes out today, says, yes, limited practice, he's moving well, he's got a chance, tells me that I think he does have a chance. So we'll see.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.